Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio Worldwide Web. Please share this video live, share this service, let your friends, family members know that you're listening to Smile3E Iron Sharpening Iron Blog Talk Radio via Facebook or World Wide Web. I was saying earlier, Blog Talk to Facebook, that we have to get to a place that we have to say, God, I'm tired. I'm tired of being used. I'm tired of being abused. I'm tired of being hurt. I'm tired of living in lack. I'm tired of being verbally, mentally, physically abused and abused. I'm tired of not just receiving it, but I'm giving it. Yeah. Come on now, let's talk. I'm tired of when somebody see me coming, they start saying, here she come. We have to get to the place, you have to say, God, I'm even tired of people trying to use me as a 411 informational center or a broadcasting service because they think I'm going to broadcast they mess. People try to act like they're here to bless you, but they really here to M-E-S-S you, not B-L-E-S-S. They don't want to be a blessing or bless you. They want to be a messing to you or getting you to keep up mess. I've had to get to a point, I said, Lord, sanctify my ears because certain conversations I don't want to have no more. Lord, sanctify my ears because it's certain people that are trying to talk to me that I don't want to talk to anymore. It's certain people that keep trying to come into my space, and I don't want to hear from them at all. I had to say, Lord, in you, that I truly, truly, truly want to be delivered. I'm at a place in you where I want to be on another level because I don't want to hear what somebody is constantly saying. I don't want to hear them say again that conversation. I don't want to hear them talking because they're still saying the same thing. So I had to say to God, Lord, excuse me, Lord, certain things is irritating me. Certain conversations are irritating me. Certain people's voices are irritating me. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear them. I don't want to be around them. When they call, I don't want to hear it because, see, I don't want the kind of friends. Don't y'all get negative. I know those that's going to see this in the replay. I don't know if anybody's looking at it on the live, but sometimes you have people that every time they tell you something, it's negative. Sometimes you have people in your life that if they don't like somebody, they want you not to like them. And that person, they never did nothing to you in your life. They have the attitude where it's they way or no way. And it's like, for example, I ain't going to say no names. I ain't going to say to protect the innocent. I'm going to say to protect the guilty. It's a certain person that's always trying to talk to me and one of my loved ones. And they did this in the past. My sister Sheila's gone, be with the Lord. I miss her truly, but I thank God she's gone. But I have another sister here, another loved one. Every time they talk to me, you all may have heard me talk about it before, but God is saying, because, see, the seasons is changing, we have to know what season we're in, and we have to know what season not to walk back into. We have to know what season to close off, because when the winter is gone, you put your coats up. If you don't put them in the back of the closet, you go downstairs and you put them in your little closet room or wherever you put your coat. If they furs, you put them in storage. You got to know when to get rid of some things, okay? So this certain person, every time they talk to one of us, they are very negative. But when they talk to us together, they don't realize that the two of us talk on a regular. And when they talk to us, each one of us hears something they tried to say to the other one when the other one wasn't listening. And they don't believe and know that we get back together later and say, you know, such and such said something to me that said something earlier, and they was trying to sneak snitch. You know how they say that? They trying to sneak snitch, or they trying to make it seem like it was not their idea, or it wasn't not their problem with putting it out there. But anyway, when you talk to this person, and me and this loved one I'm talking about, you know, we got to talking, we had to come up to the conclusion that the person was a common denominator. A common denominator in mess. And they try to, like a sneak snitch. They try to act like God is in it, but he's not. See, they try to play one against the other. If some of y'all may not understand what I'm talking about, or some of y'all may not, but I'm going to tell you, when you have people in your life trying to give you some juice, okay, I'm going to tell you, it's two things, a couple of things that look alike. If you make it light enough, the coffee can look like tea, and you won't know the difference till you taste it. If you make it dark enough, some tea can look like some Pepsi until you take it. If you don't pay attention to this one drink, you can get fooled three ways. You may think it's 7-Up, but it could be Sprite. Or it may be that other little drink, Mist. So they post say lemon lime, but they really something else. I'm saying all that to say is when you run into something or someone situation that's a common denominator, you have to be prayed up and you have to have a conversation with God to say, God, I don't get this. God, how do I get this? That's like tonight. I'm saying, Lord, I've been asking him for the last, I'd say 3-4 days, God, how can I put this together that somebody will understand and hear what I'm saying? So God took me to 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter. But after I read it, he had me to go back and read the 11th. And it was like this one person, it says that King David was walking on like the top of I guess you could say the courtyard of the castle. You know, he had an upper yard, a porch that he could walk in. He saw a woman taking a bath. And that woman was beautiful and pleasing to his eye. And that woman was so pretty and pleasing to him that he got in himself and said, I'm the king. I want that. He wanted to act like he was Burger King. He wanted to have it his way. So he sent for her. And when he sent for her, he had her like a Whopper. He had it his way. You know, like McDonald's. 2-all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese on a sesame seed bun. He had it his way with the Burger King style. You know, joking, but at the same time, I'm saying that once he got through having his way, he let her clean herself up and sent her on home. Then when he found out a little later, she basically told him she had conceived.
Mm-hmm.
As they used to say in the old days, knocked up. He sent off for them to send for her husband, who was a friend, somebody he knew. And he told him, he's trying to cover it up. Common denominator. He's trying to cover it up. So he said, well, go on home. You've been out of the battlefield long time. You ain't seen your wife. You ain't this. You ain't that. Go on home and clear yourself up and enjoy your wife. Go on home, play with that burger. Can't do it the Burger King way, but he could do it with McDonald's way. 2 all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. He told him to go and have a little party, but his name, Uris, something like that. But he decided, he left the king, but he decided he was going to not go home because he thought about his men out on the field. They had no warm spot. They had no food. They was away from their families, their wives and loved ones. So he decided if they did without, he would do without. So when the king found out he didn't go home and kick it with his wife, he was kind of astonished. Why? I told you, go on home, be with your wife. So, see, it was a mess. He was trying to be a blessing to the servant, but at the same time, it was to cover up some mess. So when he told him that he didn't do it and why he didn't do it, he gave him a note to take and give it to a certain person. And when he took the note and gave it to him, he thinking the note is one thing, but the note was saying, put him in the middle of the mess where the hot mess is, where he will surely die.
Mm-hmm.
He will be taken out. See, we got to always be prepared because the enemy is always trying to act like he's blessing us, but he's stirring us to mess because he's trying to take us out. So we always got to be prayed up. We always got to know. So when what happened to him, he got back the report what happened. So then King David basically took his wife and made her his.
Mm.
Okay? Like I said, we're going to say certain names because we're trying to protect the guilty, not the innocent, but the guilty. When he did that, King David got a visitor, somebody he respected and loved, and his name was Nathan. And Nathan came, and he began to tell King David about a situation, a story, something that had happened and everything, and King David got so upset and mad, saying he ought this and he ought to be that, and the person should be given back so many fold, and this should be done, and who would do that? And Nathan said, God, Father God, say, you the man.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we could say, you the woman. You stirred up some mess when you was trying to look like a blessing, but yet and still, you was a messing because you was trying to stir up something to cover up something you did when all you had to do, your French fries in your own pocket. The little pocket they put the fries in? Keep your French fries where they would belong. I already had enough, but you wanted to put a couple more fries. You wanted to go from you didn't want the medium no more. You wanted to go to the extra large. You wanted to skip the large and go straight to the extra large. And I said all that to say, just this last couple of weeks, certain people, I've been finding myself not looking forward to talking to or being around because I know the tricks they're trying to play. One thing we have to understand as saints, we got a lot of ain'ts around us that see the blessing and the anointing on our lives, and they want to hold on so the oil can run down Aaron's beard. In other words, they want the oil to run down and bless them, but they don't want to do the work, but they want to reap the blessing, so they try to be around you. And I said that to say this. When you know somebody's around you that's messy, you can't be scared to call them out. if you don't want to do it physically, verbally, just stay away. The conversation will get a chance to come up, and when they say, well, I haven't heard from you and I haven't seen you, what's going on with you? Then you can let them know you're the man or the woman. I told you that God had a calling on my life and what God was doing, and God said no, and God said don't go, and God said don't do this. But you want to say, well, you know, you ain't got to do it like that. You can do it. No, no, no. You're not God. You're not going to be God, and you're not going to get me to switch off, trade off, or play off like God. It's something to play with or ignore. I'll take his word when it's convenient for me. But my Bible said, not my will, but your will. My Bible said God will give you your heart's desire. My Bible said if I be good and obedient, I can eat the good of the land. My Bible said that I'd rather obey God than man. My Bible said that in the time of need, God will come and he will save me. Ah, y'all better read Psalms 91. My God said he will hide me. My God said he will be a tower. My God said he will be where I need him to be. My God said that he can make the water come out of a rock. My God said he will send manna down from heaven. My God said that if I need him, I could lay all my cares on him. My God said he will be my God if I be his people. My God said if I repent, he will save me. My God said that he is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said he'd do it, won't he do it? If he said no, it's no. When they went to curse the people, God made them bless the people. See, that was another situation. You can't keep messing with or playing like you're trying to be a part of a blessing with what God has called and who has God called to be. You can't. You can keep playing with it if you want to. But I'm going to say you can keep letting it play with you if you want to. But when God exposed something to somebody, how the records say don't fight the feeling. Let God have his way. Everything and everybody have a season. Know what your season is. You got some friends that's been friends for a long time. You got some friends that's been in the friendship because it benefits them for a long time. But when you get for real and you get solid in your heart and mind, what I mean like solid, when you get so solid in God, you say, okay, God, I still find myself here thinking this, saying that in this way. You have to ask God what's going on and ask God to show you and say, God, make sure it's so clear to me. If I don't see it, you're going to reveal it. And then when God reveals that person or that situation to you, through somebody else's eyes and say, I saw it, but you didn't. You missed it. You can start giving God the glory because God has exposed that thing to you or that person to you. And then you have to say to that person, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. Or I'm sorry I did that. But you also say to God, God, I'm sorry I missed it, but I thank you for loving me enough to expose that to me. Can't do number say, thank you, God. I can't cry about it because, see, I ask God, God, don't let me be around somebody that's not going to be honest with me enough to call me out. Don't let me be around somebody that's not going to be honest enough to me to say Renee or Sylvia or Sparkle or whatever whichever name they know me by won't call me out and say, you missed it. See, now I understand something I didn't understand before, that you said, because God allowed me to see it and feel it, and now I know how you felt, but at the same, you missed it because you did it to me. You got to turn around and point the finger at yourself and say, you the man. Before you point it at somebody else, point it at yourself and say, you the man. When God exposes a thing or exposes you, don't get so mad and say, they lying, they this, uh-uh. See, God sent you a line for salvation right there. God sent you a line for repentance right there, because what I mean by line, a line, like you draw a line, not line, somebody lying to you. No, you draw a line. When God sent that line to you, it was for you to either walk on it or stand on it. I'm going to stand here until I can start having that discerning spirit, that not only can I discern a spirit coming on me, God bless me so and deliver me so, God, I can discern the spirit that's trying to operate in me. See, don't be so heavily bound you don't ask God to expose the common denominator even when it's you. Don't be so caught up that you forget you don't dot every I and cross every T either. I don't care how old you get, you can always learn something. And a lot of times, we don't want to learn something about ourselves because we think we done saw everything, we done heard everything, we know everything, we done everything, we saw everything. So now, we forgot. We ain't been revealed of everything of ourselves because we so busy looking over our left shoulder and our right shoulder, but we ain't even looked in our own heart or said, God, open my eyes that I may see you. Not that I may see you just operating in the world. God, open my eyes that I may see you operating in me. Because when you realize you are the common denominator, not just because I don't want to just go out here and say, well, you know, this person was dealing with this person, dealing with that person. No. See, a lot of times you have to realize you are the common denominator of somebody receiving, believing, accepting Christ. What are you saying? What I'm saying is, God, let me be the common denominator of exposing you to somebody else. Let my life be so anointed and so blessed that when they see me, they'll say, okay, if God did it for her, he'll do it for me, because God has no respect of person. If I don't give you no scripture but one, 2 Samuel 12:7, you are the man. When you try to stir up mess, to cover up some mess that you stirred up. When you try to stir up mess, to cover up some mess because you're trying to look like a blessing, because as David did, he tried to send this man to go get to know his wife because he wanted to cover up some mess that he stirred up. But see, God is such a good God that God had put on that man's heart, even though you right here and your wife was right here, God still separated him because your wife was over there with another man or another situation or your husband, whatever. God did not allow that mess to be covered up. So because of what he done, Nathan went on to tell him, because of what you did, that child will surely die. Because of what you've done, there will be a division in your house, your family, your lineage, your bloodline. Because of what you've done, and you, God have appointed and anointed you to be over his people, you were supposed to be a blessing. Because of what you've done, God said, you're going to reap what you sow. See, because I believe in my heart, because David has shamed God, because of his due. God still loved him because David did what we all supposed to do, and he did it wholeheartedly. He repented, and even though him and Bathsheba had another child they named Solomon, what he did was he had a son. I think his name, I have problems with those names, unfortunately. I'm sorry. What he did to his stepsister, or his sister, whatever you want to call her, because of the things that we do when we think we're helping God out. See, a lot of us have heard us say, when I say us, I'm talking about the Christians, say, Lord, help me not to try to do your job anymore. Lord, help me that I get out your way. Let me decrease that you may increase. Lord, help me to not try to take your glory. Lord, help me that I don't try to sit in a place where I want somebody to think I'm doing them a favor because I'm doing this and I'm saying what God told me. Lord, help me. When we get to the place in our heart and our mind and we say to God, God, I thank you for showing me what the common denominator was. Thank you for showing me I was the common denominator. Thank you for exposing to me who was the common denominator. God, I thank you. Now that you have done it, Lord, teach me how to leave it alone. Teach me how to walk in a way that if you allow me to stay here or around this person, I can do it without allowing this person, a person, to change my attitude. That I would see it before it come and I can hurry up and change the subject or change the situation or just say, I got to give it to you later because something to do. I could cancel it all away. See, we got to understand that we have to listen for God to tell us how to handle these common denominators. Because sometimes God will use you in the relationship. Now, I'm not trying to, contradict myself. No. Because, see, the common denominator could be a family member. And you may have to love them from a distance, but you may have to love them from another version of you. Allow God to show you how to deal with your common denominator. Don't let nobody else tell you how to do it. Just because this person didn't like that person. For example, my favorite color is yellow. I love the color of the yellow light. I like the different parts of the yellow, the way it depends how the sun is shining outside that the yellow light looks. I love the color yellow. But I know other people say, oh, I like gold. Okay, gold and yellow. It's a form of yellow, but it's two type of yellows. Don't let nobody tell you which form of yellow you like, or blue, or red, or white, or black, or brown, or any other color. Don't let nobody tell you what your favorite foods are. For example, Stan loves crinkly fries. I don't. I like asparagus. Yes, I said it. I like asparagus. He don't. You don't let nobody tell you what your favorite food is or your favorite anything. I love to talk. I love riding motorcycles. He don't. I love going to the movies and plays and just always out. I love that. He don't. He'll go do it, but he's a home person. See, you have to look and know who you are and what you are. And when it's exposed to you what a person like and don't like, it's up to you to accept it. And I said that to say this. When God showed me what he don't like, what he do like, it was for me to accept it or to continue to let God, how they say, beat me upside the head. And I don't know nobody want to get beat upside the head, not even with a Nerf gun. I mean, a Nerf bat. I don't know nobody. If you do, stay over there, not over here. I'm saying all that to say when God exposes the common denominator, receive it. You've heard this message so many times from me, other people, other pastors, or just people you know. They say when they show you who they are, believe it. But see, when God show you who they are, receive it. When God show you who they are, ask God to anoint you, help you, heal you, to deliver you from that can't help it or that, well, that's my friend. God said if you're friendless, he'll be your friend. If you're motherless, fatherless, God said whatever you are, he's there. Whatever you're not, he's there. Whatever you need, he's there. So stop worrying about what other people think and other people say. My favorite quote is, God, what do you say? God, what do you say? When it comes to the common denominator, God, free me from things and people and situations that is too familiar with me, too familiar around me. Change some things. Because, see, when God removes you out of people's lives or situations, this is a little different, but it's the same. I don't care if it take a year, 2 years, three, four, five, or however many. After a while, they're going to realize what part you played in their life. Some of them are going to come back some kind of way and say, I need to know, can you show me, can you tell me, can you help me? I need you to do this. And you just say, God, what do you say? You know, you could say, okay, I'll get with you in a couple of weeks, a couple of days or whatever. But in that time, take it to God. And you may go back and say, you know what? I really don't have the time or have nothing to say concerning that because God hasn't released me to do that or because I'm not there anymore. I'm out of that. I'm past that. That's not part of me, so I don't know. But God will develop your personality. God will develop your spirituality. God will develop your discipline. God will develop you and tell you how to handle that situation. But be willing to make sure you prayed up. Because, again, when you point that finger this way, this other one is pointing at you because you do like this when you point. And as you point forward, one come back. Point forward, then one come back. You are the man. You are the woman. Or just say, you are the one. Be a under snitch, a secret snitch, a fake snitch, to try to be a blessing, you really being a messing, where you try to act like you on this person's side, and it's three or four of y'all. You want to talk to one or two of them, and you want both of them to think, oh, I'm with you, I got y'all. Mm-hmm. But then you want to sneak and talk to the other one when it's just you two, when it was three or four, or you want to talk to the other one, it's just you and them. However, ask God to teach you how to pray. Ask God to teach that person how to not have certain conversations, attract certain conversations with you, even though they won't even realize that this God, because they don't even want to give him the acknowledgement. But just in case they do, they'll say, you know what, I'm not even going to talk to them like that because they ain't trying to hear it. Because God may tell you to just tell them, all right, don't say nothing else to me about that person or this situation or anything concerning them, because to be perfectly honest, I don't want to hear it. You don't like them? I ain't got no problem with that. They ain't never done nothing to me. You said something to them about me, or you said something to me about them, I'm not going there with you today, tomorrow, or never no more. Stop being a sneaking snitch. Back in the day, I used to say phone banking. And they called me certain names because the deal was I was the same with everybody, the same way. You ain't going to come over here and think you're going to be my friend and we're going to have secret conversations. No, 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 I don't want to hear that. I ain't going for that. Matter of fact, don't say that to me again because you do. I'm going to tell them you told me. And they would say, oh, you just this, you just hey, whatever I am. You know, I'm consistent. You call me that all the time, so I'm cool with it. Make sure that you are like that when God is exposing you as the common denominator. Be all cool with it. Be like, God, I done heard you say anything and everything about somebody else. But God, sometimes, most of the time, all the time, I didn't want to hear what you were saying about me. God, if I'm the common denominator, please help me get delivered. God, if I've been acting a certain way around certain people, whether it's on the phone, in person, or both, or however, God, forgive me. Deliver me. And if it's anybody that I've done that to, I'm asking them to forgive me. I'm sorry. I've already said it to people. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it like that, or I didn't realize I was doing it, or I was so caught up on this, dealing with that, that I didn't realize I did that, and I'm sorry. We can't be so caught up on what people think about us. We can't say, I'm sorry, Lord, forgive me, heal me, teach me. Lord, I'm sorry. Thank you all for listening in with us on tonight. I pray. I wanted to get that off my chest. I forgot to pray when we started, so let's pray real quick. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to talk with your people on tonight, God. Those that looked in on live, those that will be looking on the replay, God, let somebody get blessed out of this. God, I didn't call no name but mine and yours. And I just want anybody that was listening, if you think it's you, take it to Jesus. If you think it's you, maybe it's because God wanted you to hear something to help you get to the next level. If you think it is you, ask God for help and deliverance. Repent. God bless all our homes, whether we're in a hospital right now, we're in jail, we're in a park, in a car, whether we're at work. God, wherever we may be, God, we just ask you right now for your love and kindness and your blessing. God, I have so many family members that went on prom tonight. God, we're asking you for safe delivery to the event. We're asking you for safe delivery on the venture back home, God. We ask you to cover them, God, each and every one of them, God. From the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South, God, we ask you to cover each and every one of them. Bring them back home safely, God. Let them enjoy themselves. Let them do what they've been assigned to do on tonight, God, according to your will, oh Lord. Don't let them step outside of your will, God. We just ask you to bless them. I watch them on Facebook, oh God, enjoying their send-off parties and having a good time, but God, we ask you to cover. Cover them. Cover the persons that went with them, oh God. Cover the vehicles. God, cover them. Keep them safe on tonight, God. What the enemy means for evil on tonight, God, we ask you to stop. Stop it. Turn it around. Turn it around, oh God. Let everyone that goes out tonight, tomorrow night on these proms, oh Lord, let them go and be blessed. Let them go and come back home safely. God, we just ask you to cover, cover, cover. Cover the send-off parties. Cover the get-togethers, God. Let their dreams come true of what they thought their prom night would be, God. God, we just ask you right now, Lord, to bless, bless, bless. Keep, keep, keep. Anoint them, God, to do your will, your way, God. What somebody else meant for evil, God, stop it and turn it around. Let no harm come to none of them, oh Lord. Let no harm come to none of them, oh God. all the girls look so beautiful like princesses, God. Let them come back home the same way they left, God. All the young men look like gentlemen, oh, God. Let them come back home the same way, oh, God. Bless the parents and the family members that got together to put the event on. Family members, friends of the family, everyone that was involved, God. We ask you to bless, bless, bless. Let each and every one of them go home, go back safely, oh God. God bless my family. Bless my friends. God, I ask you to bless Minister Margot. Heal, heal, heal. Heal, heal, heal. Heal, heal, heal. Apostle, like Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. Heal, heal, heal. Heal, heal, heal. Minister Ron and Tony Montgomery. Heal, deliver, set free, and bless, oh God. Reverend Lawrence, heal, deliver, set free. Make it happen for him, oh God. Bless his household. There will be no more lack. Bless his household, oh Lord. Prophet Twan, Antoine Thomas, heal, deliver, promote, oh God. In the natural as well as the physical, God, as well as the spiritual, God, heal, heal. Make it happen, oh God. Answer. Answer the prayer, oh God. Answer the prayer, oh God. God, I ask you to bless Dr. Serena Wright and Ryan, God. Bless them. Bless their son, oh Lord. Thank you for him finding the love that he needed and wanted. Thank you for finding the love she needed and wanted. God, heal, deliver, set free, bring forth, fulfill the dream, God, fulfill the prophecy. God bless my son, my nephews, my house, my family, oh Lord. Heal, deliver, set free, oh God. Bring forth the promise. Bring forth the promise. Bring forth the promise. God, we ask you to give Ray Harris, give her body some rest, God, after delivering a baby, oh Lord. She needs rest, God. Heal, heal, heal. Thank you for all that she's done. Thank you for all that she's doing. God, we ask you right now, change, 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 change. Bring a change, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Bless the children. Bless Smile 3, Iron Sharpening Iron. God, bless the children. Our glory to God. Bless the children, oh Lord. God, bless America, that she'll fall back on her knees and repent to come back to you, oh Lord. God, we ask you these things in Jesus' name. We believe they are so. Ah, glory to God. We believe they are so, oh God. Let us open our eyes that may see you and hear you, God. Amen. Okay, Facebook, we thank you all for joining in. We thank you all for tuning in live and on the replay. God is doing something, and there's still a shift in the spirit realm. Don't be scared to say, God, include me in the shift. Deliver me, heal me, forgive me, oh Lord. I don't want to be left out. I don't want to be forgotten. But God, I ask you right now to be my God and I'll be your people. God, we're approaching a time that we will have to make a decision. People too busy partying, they don't see it. That's why I said if you become and recognize you are the common denominator, get in place that God may use you, because it's before it's all over, you're going to call on the name of Jesus. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall be confessed. Jesus is King of King and Lord of Lord. You better know that you know that you know, or you will be taking the mark. God, I thank you. So Blog Talk If anybody's on there that would like to make a comment at this time, please do so. The lines are open. Okay, we thank you all for joining us on tonight. We would like to say our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We love you and love you and love you and love you with the love of the Lord. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So I want you all to know if you hear any music in the background and noise, forgive me for that. I'm in another room. Family is in another room. I'm so sorry about that, but God's will still be done. So with that being said, know this. Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, our very own apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, will be bringing forth the message to hear what God has put on her heart to share with us. Please tune in. If you come back Monday night, this Monday coming up at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will hear from me again, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, to see what God has put on my heart and in my heart to talk with you all. I don't know. He may have me to continue with being a common denominator or another level of the common denominator. We don't know, but we're going to see what God has for us. If you come back next Friday, you will hear me again, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only reason Prophet Antoine Thomas is not going to be ministering, he has a new work schedule, and he's going to let me know when he gets situated and settled in that, and he's going to let me know what God is doing with him. So until we have further notice, you will be hearing from me on Fridays and every third Monday of the month. Until God says something different, we're waiting on God to do what he do, and only God can do it. And there's nothing else we can do about it but accept it, receive it, release it, and let God's will be done. In Jesus' name, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Good night, everyone. Oh, wait, before we go, did I say our foundational scripture? I don't think so. I did, just in case, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Thank you, Lord. We don't want to forget that. Amen. Good night.